The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Hello, Anthony. Are you wearing any shoes?
I happen to be wearing shoes, even though it's quite warm today. But I definitely am wearing shoes, absolutely. What about you guys? Are you wearing shoes?
In this studio, if you didn't wear shoes, your toes would fall off from ice, icing up. Hypothermia, it's a real issue. It's very cold today. Anyway, moving on from shoes. Anthony, a very interesting story here. There's something that's been running nearly for 20 or 30 years now. Argentina has finally designated Hezbollah as a terrorist organization and ordered the freezing of its assets. This is connected, of course, to the Amir bombing in 1994.
Well, not only, but of course there were two critical bombings which are attributed to Hezbollah in Argentina. The Amir bombing, of course, is one of them, where the Jewish community center in Buenos Aires was bombed. 85 people died back 25 years ago. But even more than that, there was also the attack that was carried out on the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires in 1992 that killed 29 people. So Hezbollah has been formally the responsibility effectively for those two bombs has been formally laid at Hezbollah, and despite that fact, no real action has been taken over all that period of time, 25 years, against Hezbollah, which is very, very strange indeed. And in fact, certainly on the Amir bombing, there has been nobody brought to trial. And in fact, the same is true of the Israeli embassy bombing as well. Nobody's been brought to trial on those charges, which is rather strange. So I guess the question is, why now, 25 years later, are they waking up to finally designate Hezbollah as a terror organization and to freeze their assets? And I guess it has something to do with the visit of Mike Pompeo, the U.S. Secretary of State, who is visiting Argentina. And I suspect that the Americans have put quite a lot of pressure on Argentina to take this action, given that America has already for some time recognized Hezbollah as a terror organization. And I think that, as far as I can make out, the Americans have been putting quite a lot of pressure on Argentina to do the same. And in so doing, it seems as if though that may well then give the Americans a little bit more leverage to force the Brazilians and also the Paraguayans to do the same. The problem is, of course, that, you know, Hezbollah has succeeded in operating a lot of its financial business in that South American area. And as long as those countries have not frozen Hezbollah assets and made it difficult for them to open bank accounts and to move funds through the banks that are in those countries, of course, it gives Hezbollah the opportunity to build up its weapons and to build up its strength and to trade in weapons and to move money through banks in those countries. So the idea is that, you know, the Americans are working together with the Israelis to do whatever they can to prevent Hezbollah from having the ability to move its funds through those countries. And so this is an important step forward in designating Hezbollah and in limiting its ability to buy weapons and to trade arms and, you know, to undertake general business, which they have been free to do, because of the fact that these countries have really allowed them to do so in the banks of those countries.
Yeah, I mean, very quickly, Anthony, I mean, do you think that the slightly rightward tilt of South America in general in the last few years has also contributed to this? Because there always seemed to be a bit of sympathy between the Argentinians and Hezbollah, which is part of the government used to get in the way of a lot of this.
Well, it may well be the case, but I think that really what we're seeing here comes as a result of American pressure more than anything else. I mean, let's not forget that Argentina has for many years been complicit to helping many anti-Jewish organizations. We know for a fact that Argentina housed many of the former Nazis for many, many years. And so, you know, Argentina is really one of those countries that's been complicit in acting in ways which are really contrary to Israeli and to Jewish interests around the world. And this is no exception, even though Hezbollah carried out these terror attacks as long as 25 years ago. Argentina really hasn't made any significant attempts to bring the people to justice and to limit Hezbollah's, possibility, Hezbollah's way of operating in that country. So, this is a very significant step forward. And, even though unfortunately 25 years of damage can't be undone, hopefully going forward, at least Hezbollah will be somewhat more limited.
Now, Israel's delegation of athletes at the International Children's Games in Russia was one of the largest there. How did they do?
Well, I think first of all, it's interesting that there were so many Israeli delegates. Israel was one of 29 participating countries in the 53rd International Children's Games, which were held in Ufa, which is the capital of Bashkortostan, which is actually a Muslim Federal Republic of Russia. And there were 1,200 young athletes aged between 12 and 15. And Israel, with a delegation of 150 members, was the very largest delegation to attend these games, which I think is an amazing thing, given that, of course, we're in a Muslim republic. And, Israel was the largest delegation there. I think it's a great achievement. And the Israeli delegation did quite well. They managed to win a total of 23 medals, which included 2 gold medals in judo, which, of course, even the Israeli senior team are very, very well known for, having won Olympic gold medals and various medals in judo competitions, international judo competitions around the world. And it's good to see that we've got young participants who are coming through the ranks and who are also doing well, winning gold medals in their competitions. So well done to those judoka who managed to win those gold medals, but also medals for various other sports as well. Unfortunately, we're told that the soccer team didn't quite do so well, but this was all about football for friendship, apparently. As was promoted by Gazprom, which was the main investor in these games. And so at least the participation was, of course, important. Interestingly enough, the children who came back from these games said that they, spoke Hebrew quite freely wherever they went amongst themselves. They were welcomed. The Israelis were supplied kosher food for their children who requested it from the organizers. The competitions were held in swimming, in judo, beach volleyball, soccer, wrestling, athletics, climbing. So a number of different sports competitions. And I think it's a very healthy thing that the Israeli children are able to participate in this competition. So well done to them. And of course, we look forward to Israelis being welcomed on the international stage in sports competitions going forward.
Okay, great. Now, we actually spoke about this earlier, Anthony, because the guy who was involved with the rescuing of Ethiopian Jews from Sudan, the actual agent himself, is coming out to speak in South Africa for the Zionist Federation. But they have made a brand new action film based on this. What has it been received? How are people liking the film?
Well, the story is a fabulous story, and I don't want to give any spoilers, and I don't certainly want to ruin the thunder of the people who will be coming out to talk about it in South Africa. I very much encourage people to go along and to listen to this fascinating, unbelievable story about how Israeli Secret Service operated in Sudan in order to bring Ethiopian Jews from Sudan, to smuggle thousands of them. They were effectively refugees, to smuggle them into Israel during the early 80s, long before the main aliyah of Ethiopian Jews who was even thought of. But of course, Netflix have now released this movie called The Red Sea Diving Resort, or at least the trailers have been released, and the movie will be coming out in due course. But I think it's a fascinating story, and I think the movie promises to be great. The movie will star Ben Kingsley, Chris Evans, Michael Kenneth Williams, so a few big names who've agreed to star in this movie. And I think it's just a fascinating story, and just one of those things that the Mossad, only the Mossad really could carry out. And when you eventually get to see the movie and to hear the story and to see the work, understand the work that went on in those times, it's truly fascinating, intriguing, and quite unbelievable, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating stuff. And all we have time for today, so we'll be wishing you Shabbat Shalom and we'll chat next week.
Thank you. Take care. Shabbat Shalom to all of you.